arsenic was simply a disgrace. He sat around and played with the old lace. And that loner whom we know as Iodine, he dined at home with meals he bought online. Helium ruined all the hardwood, with heel marks left and right on all the planks. But fluorine saved the day with brand new flooring, and for that we owe him our eternal thanks. Neptunium intoned a silly tune, and sodium sowed his oats like a man. Nitrogen thought the night began at noon, and tin spent some time in the can. Actinium put his name on the marquee. He acted both in farce and tragedy, but not iron, he had a pressing need. Oh, the elements missed you, madam, yes indeed. Tungsten is still alive and kicking, despite the fact he took quite a licking. Germanium imagines he's a plant. These elements try even when they can't. Carbon took on a worthy mission to cut his atmospheric emission. But chlorine sang a mystifying solo in the pool he claimed to be Marco Polo. On every vote, on every proposition, antimony voiced his opposition. And bismuth enrolled in bismuth school. He thinks an MBA will make his CV cool. Cadmium was such a boorish cad, to gallium a simple country gal. But in the end it didn't turn out so bad. I will marry him, said Sarmarium. These elements need your firm and gentle touch. Rest assured, they missed you very much. Not just the elements, madame, to be true, all of us were missing you. There was a tiff about the proper depth to bury an element on its death. Barium said put 'em 6 feet under, but Krypton said a crypt would be a wonder. These elements need your firm and gentle touch. Rest assured, they missed you very much. Not just the elements, madame, to be true, all of us were